Just let everybody know we're having some technical issues we're working on, so we should be ready to go shortly.
Good morning and welcome to the June 4th, 2025 meeting of Planning and Zoning Commission. Would you please rise and join me in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Hannigan, can you please call the roll?
Commissioner Susanna Ballard.
Present.
Commissioner Joan DeZero.
Present.
Commissioner Paul Lair.
Here.
Vice Chair Tiffany Wilson.
Here.
Commissioner Lonnie Stevenson.
Here.
Chair Jim Harris. Commissioner Gabrielle Medley.
Here.
Commissioner Mary Costa.
Here.
Commissioner J.P. Thornton.
Here.
Commissioner Phil Annette.
Seeing as we have an open seat, Mr. Stevenson, will you please join us? While he's go ahead and coming up and getting signed in, correspondence and announcements, Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. Have several comments here to make. We're going to start with, since the last meeting was canceled, since the meeting before that, when the Planning Commission last met, the Sunset Ridge at Riviera PD amendment was approved by City Council, but the 60-foot height limit that had been requested was reduced to 45 feet by council, but it was approved. Have comments regarding the general plan. The draft existing conditions report has been completed, and technical advisory committee will be reviewing it over the next couple weeks for feedback and or revisions. We hope to have the final version available for the public to review in July, and we'll send a copy to the commission when it's ready. Logan Simpson and planning staff are finalizing dates for the steering committee kickoff meeting, and the first open house is going to be in July sometime. Invites to attend will be sent out to the commission city council. As of May 21st, we have received 758 responses to the first questionnaire, which is really good. About 78% of the responses came from Lake Havasu City, with the remaining coming from 61 different cities in two countries. With our outreach and social media efforts, we seem to be reaching snowbirds and second homeowners, as well as year-round residents. The first questionnaire is still live, and this is to everybody watching or present. The questionnaire is still live, and there is still time for people to participate and to respond to the questions. There are only a few questions. Only takes a few minutes. And finally, the steering committee has been selected, and they're planning to have their first meeting at the end of June. Ms. Chair, that completes my correspondence and announcements.
Thank you. Minutes from our last meeting, are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the minutes? If not, do we have a motion to approve the minutes? Ms. Ballard.
I move to approve the minutes of the May 7th, 2025 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, regular meeting as presented.
A second.
I have a first from Ms. Ballard and a second from Ms. DeRuzzo. Any other comments? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and call for the vote.
All right, seeing as we're down, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Susanna Ballard?
Yes.
Commissioner Joan DeZero?
Yes.
Commissioner Paul Lair?
Yes.
Commissioner Lonnie Stevenson? Commissioner Gabrielle Medley?
Yes.
Commissioner J.P. Thornton?
Yes.
Did I get Commissioner Paul Lair? Did I get you? Okay, sorry. Vice Chair Tiffany Wilson?
Yes.
The motion to approve the minutes passes 7-0.
Okay, this is a public hearing and there is a structured order to this proceeding. The city staff will present each item. There will be time for the commission to ask questions of the staff, and then the applicant will have an opportunity to present their case to the commission. That being done, we will then open the proceeding to the public for their questions and input. I would ask that anyone of the public that wishes to speak limit their trips to the podium and microphone to only one. Keep all comments less than 3 minutes and to stay on point and not discuss the subject matter is not pertinent to the decision being considered here today. After the public testimony is taken, I will then close the public hearing and bring the item back to the table for city staff's recommendation, further discussion amongst the commission, and eventually a motion to approve or disapprove. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. The first item on the agenda is ID 254811, request for plan development rezone and amended general development plan for 700 Delta Drive, tract 2222, block 5, lots 1 through 9, from multifamily plan development RMPD district to multifamily plan development RMPD district, and permitting a maximum density increase from 20 dwelling units per acre to 22 dwelling units per acre. Mr. Gilbert, your presentation.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. This particular case, just to give some very brief background, was approved by council originally in October 2023, and it consisted of a single apartment building with a density of 37 units per acre. It has been reworked by the applicant, and they have returned with a new general development plan for the project. The subject property is 2.16 acres of vacant land located at 700 Delta Drive near the intersection of Chemehuevi and McCulloch Boulevards. This is the tract map. The tract map shows the location of the lots involved in this request, which have all been combined now into one parcel. So that's all one lot instead of the multiple ones that you see there. The zoning map. The subject property is zoned residential multiple family plan development, RMPD, and is surrounded by limited commercial C1 and two family residential R2. The previous general development plan approved in this property in 2023 when the current zoning was established was for a single apartment building with density of 37 units per acre. The general development plan, this is the amended plan that is being proposed to replace the one approved 2 years ago. The applicant's attached letter of intent requests to amend the existing plan, general development plan, to replace the apartment building with a much lower density townhome development with a total of 45 three-story townhomes. The density is approximately 22 units per acre, and that's down from the previous 37. Building facades. The building facades are three-story stucco exterior structures with second and third floor balconies and ground floor garage with separate people man doors. Unit height will be 42 feet to peak of roof of each unit. The grading provisions in the development code require the property be graded down to accommodate the building heights within the 30 feet permitted above the high point of McCulloch Boulevard, northeast corner of the property. Requested exceptions by the applicant in the letter of intent. The only requested exception is to permit a unit density increase from 20 to 22 units per acre. I'll get back to that. Madam Chair, I will get to the code compliance requirements after hearing from the applicant and the public.
Are there any questions for staff from the commission? Okay. Is the applicant present? Would they like to address the commission? Please state your name for the record.
Good morning, Vice Chairman, Commissioners. I'm Matt Hall with Iris Development Services. On behalf of the, representing the applicant for this project, as staff has mentioned, we're looking to redevelop it from a 78-unit apartment building down to 45 townhomes. Development permit stays the same, access is off Delta. So if you have any questions about this project, I'm here to address them for you.
Are there any questions for the applicant from commission? Mr. Rizzo.
And looking at the grading and stuff, is originally this, or in 2023, it got approved to be 47 feet. Now you're looking at 30, so you're dropping it down with the grading that you're doing?
Correct. It'll be below the 30-foot maximum building height based off of the McCulloch intersection. Mm-hmm. The site will drop 12 to 15 feet in grade to allow for that height.
Okay. So each of the buildings will be no more than 30 feet from that point on McCulloch?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Any more questions? Mr. Stevenson.
I don't see any numbers as far as what size these units are going to be or what bedrooms, or do we have any?
There will be three bedrooms.
they'll all be three-bedroom units, so they're all going to be the same?
Yes, correct.
Okay. In the letter from the applicant, it talks about fulfilling a need for low or for workforce housing, and I guess my question is how do you see this project helping fill that need?
From the applicant's standpoint, a lot of these will be all of his employees. That's how he sees filling most of these units. We looked at the apartment complex construction side of things, and it became so expensive that it was no longer affordable anymore. He ran numbers on this, and it brings back down to his standpoint of being affordable.
And the final question that I have is so all the parking is for the residents is internal in their garages. There's really no other off-site
parking. I think we have some guest parking allowance. Yes.
So what if any of the residents have a boat or a utility trailer or something of that? Are they just parking it on the streets?
Well, like garages have a boat deep side of it, so they'll be able to park a larger vehicle in there.
Okay, but again, if it doesn't fit in the garage, there's really no other parking. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Ms. Ballard.
Is the intention of the builder to sell these as individual units or to lease them?
I think it'd be a combination. I think he hasn't fully determined if he's going to rent them or sell them. I know some are going to be leased to his employees, and probably some will be for sale. A combination.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you. The public hearing is now open. Is there anyone who wishes to address the commission on this item? If so, please approach the podium and spell your name for the record. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing and bring it back to city staff for recommendations.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Code compliance conditions for this project. The development shall substantially match the general development plan provided with the request. Address all outstanding comments from other agencies and reviewers. And that includes comments regarding moving utilities on the site. Building permits and design review for compliance with city codes, including the Lake Havasu City Public Works Department traffic impact comments, which will be required prior to development of property. And what those are the city's engineers have recommended certain improvements to both the alley and to Delta Drive to accommodate the project regarding curb guttering, widening, that kind of thing. So there are requested improvements that refers to. This item will go to the City Council's July 8th, 2025 meeting with the Commission's recommendation. That completes my report.
Okay. Does the applicant understand the recommendations or have any comments? Okay. Does the Commission have any other questions or discussion on this item? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and entertain a motion. Oh, Mr. Stevenson?
Mr. Gilbert, back when we were looking at the original apartment buildings, there was a requirement for a traffic study for that area, but there's no longer a concern with the reduction in units. Is that correct?
A new traffic study was not requested by the Public Works Department. The engineering manager for development did not ask for one, and they are the responsible party in the city. If they need a traffic study, that would request it.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Ballard?
Madam Chairman, I'd like to move to recommend approval of land use request 25-4811 to the City Council for a planned development rezone and amended general development plan for 700 Delta Drive, Tract 2222, Block 5, Lots 1 through 9, from multifamily plan development district to multifamily plan development district, and permitting a maximum density increase from 20 dwelling units per acre to 22 dwelling units per acre.
I have a first and a second. Mr. Thornton?
Yep, a second.
Okay, Ms. Ballard first and Mr. Thornton have a second. Any additional comments, questions? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and call for the vote.
Commissioner Ballard?
Aye.
Commissioner DeZero?
Yes.
Commissioner Lair?
Yes.
Commissioner Stevenson?
Yes.
Commissioner Medley?
Yes.
Commissioner Thornton?
Yes.
Vice Chair Wilson?
Yes.
The motion to recommend approval is passed 7-0.
Next up is ID 254802, a request for minor general plan amendment revising the future land use map designation for 2441, 2443, 2445, 2447, and 2449 Anita Avenue, Tract 2242, Block 1, Lots 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, approximately 0.7 acres from low-density residential LDR to high-density residential HDR. Mr. Kearns, your presentation.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner, or Vice Chair. The subject property is 0.7 acres and is undeveloped. It is located on Anita Avenue between Avalon Avenue and Pebble Drive. The abutting property to the east is zoned limited commercial C1 district and developed with a commercial building. The properties to the south and north across the street and alley are zoned residential two-family R2 district and are developed with residential homes. The properties to the west across Avalon Avenue are zoned residential single-family R1 district. The general plan future land use map designates the property as low-density residential. The low-density residential future land use designation allows single-family housing. The applicant's letter of intent asks to amend the city's general plan future land use map for the subject property from low density residential to high density residential to facilitate development of a multifamily project that currently looks like this layout up on your screen in the existing limited commercial C1 district. The general plan amendment is the first step in this process. A rezone application for the property immediately follows the general plan amendment request. The proposed amendment is in conformance with many goals and policies within the city's general plan, and this item will be heard at this July 8th, 2025 City Council meeting. Available for any questions, and the applicant is also here today.
Are there any questions of the staff from the commission?
I do.
Mr. Stevenson?
Mr. Kearns, so I understand the building adjacent on the east side is currently a commercial building, and then there's one more lot beside that that is still zoned commercial?
Yes.
And then, but the other properties east have already been combined in single family and grading is currently active on the property.
Yes, those three lots were combined into one lot as R1 and are currently under construction.
So we're basically taking a commercial satellite district and narrowing it down to just the two commercial properties if this is approved.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions of staff from the commission? Seeing none, is the applicant present would like to give a presentation? You don't have to. does commission have any questions of the applicant? No. Thank you. This is a public hearing that is now open. Is there anyone who wishes to address the commission on this item? If so, please approach the podium and spell your name for the record. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing and bring it back to city staff for recommendations.
This proposed amendment is in conformance with many goals and policies of the city's general plan.
Does the applicant understand the recommendations and have any comments? Okay. Is there any more discussion of the commission? Okay. Seeing none, I'll go ahead and entertain a motion. Mr. Russo?
I'd like to move to recommend approval of land use action number 25-4802, a minor general plan amendment revising the future land use map designation for 2441, 2443, 2447, and 2449 Anita Avenue, Track 2242, Block 1, Lot 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, from low-density residential to high-density residential.
Madam Chair, I'll second.
I have a first from Ms. DeRuzzo and a second from Ms. Ballard. Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and call for the vote.
Commissioner Ballard?
Yes.
Commissioner DeZero?
Yes.
Commissioner Lair?
Yes.
Commissioner Stevenson?
Yes.
Commissioner Medley?
Yes.
Commissioner Thornton?
Yes.
Vice Chair Wilson?
Yes.
The motion to recommend approval passes 7-0.
Last item is ID 254803, a request for rezone of 2441, 2443, 2445, 2447, 2449, Anita Avenue, Track 2242, Block 1, Lots 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, approximately 0.7 acres from limited commercial C1 district to residential limited multifamily R3 district. Mr. Kearns, your presentation.
This is the same property from the previous item, but in regard to a zone change. The subject property is 0.7 acres and is currently vacant. The abutting property to the east, or the abutting properties to the east, is zoned limited commercial C1 district and developed with a commercial building with a single family residential to the east of it. The properties to the south and north across the street and alley are zoned residential two family district and are developed with residential homes. The properties to the west across the street are zoned residential single family R1 district and developed with residential homes. The applicant's letter of intent suggests they intend to combine the five lots into one property to build a multifamily property project that currently looks like the layout on your screen, with a central courtyard containing the parking and other features for a total of five duplexes. This rezone request complies with the required findings of the development code. This item will be heard at the July 8th, 2025 City Council meeting. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Does the commission have any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Lear?
Trevor, can you explain the parking and common situation on the adjacent C1 parcels? It's incomplete as it is right now, and I just want to make sure that what we're reviewing isn't going to create some sort of a issue for that adjacent commercial lot.
So this commercial node has their deed restrictions, and in the deed restrictions it says that the parking in common is for parking for any C1 district properties. So with the rezone of this rezone and the last rezone of the ones on the other side of the commercial properties, did away with that parking in common.
However, there are two, just for clarification, are there two separate C1 lots there, or have they been married together?
At this time, they're two separate C1 lots.
So if I understand it right, so you still actually have a limited parking in common incorporating
parking
two
in common
lots.
Will still exist for those two C1 properties. But due to the zone change and the deed restrictions, as they state that this parking in common is only for the C1 district properties.
Okay. So ultimately, when the second C1 lot develops, it would be required to complete that little strip of parking in common.
Yes.
Thanks.
Any other questions of city staff? Seeing none, is the applicant present would like to give a presentation? Okay, seeing none, this is a public hearing, is now open. Is there anyone who wishes to address the commission on this item? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. We'll go ahead and bring it back for city staff recommendations.
This rezone complies with the required findings of the development code.
Okay, does the applicant understand the recommendations and have any comments? Thank you. Any further discussion from the commission? Go ahead and entertain a motion. Anyone? Ms. Medley.
I move to... Oh, I'm sorry. You did it? Oh, I'm sorry. I move to recommend that the City Council approve Land Use Action Number 24-4803, Rezoning Tract 2242, Block 1, lots 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 from limited commercial district to residential limited multifamily district.
We have a first from Ms. DeRuzzo and a second from Ms. Medley. Any other further discussion? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and call for the vote.
Commissioner Ballard.
Aye.
Commissioner DeZero.
Yes.
Commissioner Lair.
Yes.
Commissioner Stevenson.
Yes.
Commissioner Medley.
Yes.
Commissioner Thornton.
Yay.
Vice Chair Wilson.
Yes.
The motion to recommend approval for this action passes 7-0.
Thank you. This is the call to the public, and it is an opportunity for the public to address the commission about a topic not on today's agenda. We are unable to respond directly or have a two-way conversation. If you would like to speak, please approach the podium and spell your name for the record. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the call to the public. Future meetings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The next meeting has already been notified as canceled from Shelby on June 18th, 2025, due to lack of items. The following meeting will be July 2nd, and there is a good chance we'll have something for that meeting. So I don't know what the vacation plans are or anything like that, but it looks like we may very likely have something. So just to give you guys a heads up.
Okay, thank you. And this meeting is adjourned.